What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Okay, it is time for the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Glad to be in with you here on a... What day is today? Today Tuesday? Yes, of course it is. It's cut down day. Tuesday, 4 p.m. That's today. I mean, the days run together when you're trying to figure all this out with the NFL. This day, deadline here, deadline there, deadline on this night, deadline on that night, 4 p.m., 12 noon, whatever it is, 1 p.m. tomorrow, all this kind of stuff, right? It's where we are now. By 4 p.m. today... The Buffalo Bills and the rest of the NFL will have to be at a maximum of 53 players on their active roster. The word active is really, really key here, just so everybody knows, okay? And I say that, and I'll explain it in a little while, because there's suspensions, there's IR, there's PUP lists. What's the difference between active, not active, reserve? I have all of that, and I'd like to... kind of go over that with you today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. But I also, obviously, would love to take your phone calls and what you're thinking about, what the Bills might do, what they should do, where you're concerned, where you're excited with today. 803-0550 is the number to call. 803-0550 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. When you do that, we'll get connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. By the way, next week, I'll be at Kia doing this show on a Thursday. The opening night of the NFL season, that same day. We're doing our annual show at the Kia showroom.
It kind of sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Next week.
I mean, that's next Thursday that's happening. This show is going to be... I mean, crazy. Think about it. Next Thursday is the opening night for the NFL.
Yeah.
That's... And we're gonna be out at Northtown Kia doing this show on Thursday. But even before that, doing Always Game Day in Buffalo Friday over at Signals in the afternoon, and people want to come out and say hi to Matt and I. So, I mean, like, seriously, the reason I tell you about this is, like, this is it. We're here. We're football season. We're talking football.
The
baby.
Weather is definitely
We're talking football,
season.
Baby.
It was, like, below 60 until, like, 9 o'clock today. That's
don't tell me that.
Fall
yes,
season.
But
hey,
it
come
is.
On, that's great.
I did look at the weather. I did look long range. I know. We're getting back to the 80s, like by the weekend or next week. I've been peeking. It is time we can actually see a little bit what the weather's going to look like Sunday night, September 7th. Looks really good, but it's going to be probably a little chilly. I think the high temperature is going to be through the day in the low 70s. And then you're going to get probably high 50s, low 60s at night. So
that's perfect football weather right there.
Be ready. That's Bills Ravens week one, right?
Yeah. Remember
that
like 2 weeks ago when it was 95 and we were waiting for this?
I don't think I was ever waiting for this.
Oh, I was
so
waiting
for
this.
You were?
I was waiting.
I don't complain about the heat. I never complain about it. I always say golfing in the heat, like the hotter the better for me. I actually like to play golf in the heat. People are thinking I'm nuts because I'm like, I know what it's like. I don't like playing in like fall weather because once that happens, you're a little chilly and yeah, it's a little different. But it does mean football's here. We always ask, when is the end of summer for you? Is it when Bills training camp hits? That happened a month and a half ago. A month ago now, a little month and a week. Is it when the Erie County Fair happens? That happened. That's already over. Is it when kids go back to school? That's happening soon, right? So that's where we can kind of start to put all of our focus now, which is on the Buffalo Bills and the NFL season. But really, today is a very, very big day. You know, today is a day where dreams can either be realized or come shattering down. And I know that for the average person, that's not really kind of how you think about it. But it truly is a day that you have to, I think you should at least take some time to realize what it means to the actual players going through this, which is somebody could make an NFL roster today. And oh my God, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened. And professionally, they've realized their lifelong dream. But the great, great, great majority of players who are fighting for NFL roster spots and jobs not only will be released today and say, hey, we don't have a spot for you, but their careers are probably over because you only get to keep 16 each team on a practice squad when you're cutting 30 plus. And that's a tough deal. And the Bills have already started to make some of those cuts, both officially and unofficially. No surprise yesterday, no surprises, I should say, some of the moves the Bills made. Yesterday, they did release some players. Zay Alexander and Garnett Hollis Jr., a couple of defensive backs. Nelson Caesar, a defensive end. Offensive lineman Rush Reimer. Running back Elijah Young and tight end Matt Sokol. They also waived Grant Dubose, a wide receiver who was injured, so he goes on a waived injured list. So that was yesterday officially from the team. We also know, they also released, by the way, defensive back Trey Herndon. We also know, unofficially, some of the things that they're doing. Now, Josh, you've been on top of some of this reporting that's been going on and different things. I know that the Dane Jackson release was reported earlier today. I don't know if there's anything since then that's happened.
Laviska Shenault reported to be released.
Okay,
by the Bills,
so okay. I did not see that. One. And that also is in line with something I wanted to talk about, which was a spot where, and I've been saying, I just didn't feel there was a spot for him. And I think that that's showing right now, according to that report and you know what they do at the return spot, it's always been to me Brandon Codrington's job, and it looks like it's going to be Brandon Codrington's job. But it does impact the wide receiver group. That's
along
one less
with that,
for
Steven Gosnell also released.
Oh, released? Not yes. not injured though.
No.
Okay.
Not that I saw.
Okay, because he did miss the last game with an injury. That's why I was just curious
right.
if they
yeah,
would put
no,
him on injured
it
reserve.
It didn't say in the report. So.
Okay, I got you. We also know yesterday what really interesting. Both Mike White and Shane Buechele were reportedly waived or released. In Mike White's case, released because he'd be a veteran. You just cut ties. Shane Buechele, in his case, waived because he'll have to go through waivers because he hasn't had four accrued seasons. He's been around 4 years, but not enough actual things he's done to qualify for that status. So we know it's going to be Josh Allen and Mitch Trubisky as the two quarterbacks. Not a surprise there. I posted my Buffalo Bills 53-man roster projection on X Sunday morning. So it's been a couple days now. I'd invite you to go look at it. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed for me. I'm still anticipating the exact same that I posted on Sunday. Even hearing these moves, Laviska Shenault, Mike White, Shane Buechele, and even Dane Jackson. That's a big one today. We'll get into him. I also want to talk about Jordan Phillips. Jordan Phillips has signed with the Bills, according to the NFL's official transaction wire. He is on the Buffalo Bills. He's on the Buffalo Bills 90-man roster. That will change at 4 p.m. Jordan Phillips is going to be released. Well, why the heck would they sign him to the 90-man roster and then release him several hours later, Sal? Here's why. Because there's space on the 90-man roster. The plan is he's going to be in the organization. He's going to be on the practice squad. But you can't have a practice squad yet. Practice squad doesn't even start formulating until 4 p.m. today. So if you're going to put him on the practice squad, a way to get him in the building early to start working out at the facility, starting going to team meetings, put him on the active roster right now. Then you release him at 4 o'clock, and then he re-signs with the practice squad. So really, all you're doing is paper transactions for a guy to be in your building on your team, which is what's going to happen. So that's Jordan Phillips. But what does it mean that Jordan Phillips has signed with the Buffalo Bills and that he is going to be here on the practice squad? I think we could still read a bunch into this. I still think it could mean that they could move on from Larry Ogunjobi, even though he will be suspended and not count on the roster. This would be for cash and cap purposes, if that were the case. Why keep him on the suspended list, guarantee his salary week one, and spend that cash when you can move on from him, even though he's not counting on your roster, and that's something nice to have that you can just kind of keep that roster spot open? If that's the case, bringing a guy like Jordan Phillips in, who can just kind of take the practice squad spot, be on the team's, you know, game day roster if you need through an elevation, if you really need somebody, whereas Ogunjobi can't do that, right? So maybe it means something for Larry Ogunjobi. I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe it means that, you know, they've decided that they'd rather go that route, save the cash, save the cap, and have Jordan Phillips on the ready. Could it mean something for Daquan Jones? The Bills still do have to get under the salary cap. The projections I've seen are they are over the cap as of right now, over the cap when it has to become, they have to become cap compliant with 53 men. Cap compliant with 53 men would be at 4 p.m. today. They are over the cap right now when it comes to 4 p.m. today. The projection is over the cap right now. They still have room right now as they're operating, but they're going to have to make some tough decisions. So I think you're either looking at a guy who could be cut that could have some money due cap-wise. Could that be Daquan Jones? Could he be a cap casualty? Somebody that they decide to move on from and save $5.5 million? No doubt that could be the case. But maybe they just feel that that's just too much to... I mean, or hey, there's always restructures and extensions. I mean, you could lower guys' base salaries, give them another year, put a void year. If you don't want to move on from a guy, you want to save some money, that could be a Daquan Jones. What about Connor McGovern extension? You could do that. You could save some money there. Lower his salary cap. All of those things are possible. So maybe Daquan Jones is the reason why they're bringing Jordan Phillips back. And they're making a move there. Maybe it's Dwayne Carter. I've seen a lot of people speculate that a third-round pick from a year ago that was playing deep into the final preseason game on Saturday night could be a guy that they're not as enamored with. They have two young guys they really like, and Deion Walker and TJ Sanders, and maybe Dwayne Carter's the odd man out. It still would surprise me they'd kind of pull the shoot on a third-round pick that early, and I think Dwayne Carter, they still like him, everything about him, but maybe that's something they will investigate. And by the way, he's on a rookie deal as a third-round pick. That's not a lot of cost into that right now compared to where others are. These are all things that Brandon Bean, his scouting staff, his football ops staff, and everybody is going through right now. Or could it be they just want Jordan Phillips back in the building and want him ready? And he said, "Yo, none of that is anything." Maybe by today you're like, no, they didn't do anything with Daquan or Dwayne Carter or Larry Ogunjobi, and they just have Jordan Phillips here because they know that if they need somebody, especially against a team like the Baltimore Ravens who likes to pound the ball, they can bring him up. Maybe that's all the case. We'll find out a little bit later today. I'll get into some of the kind of technicality specifics so everybody can kind of understand a little bit more what's happening today as we roll along here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Andy Young of Spectrum News One is going to join me at 11 a.m. We'll get his thoughts on the roster, how it's taking shape, what's going to happen over the next week, his thoughts on what anything he saw on Saturday that might move that equation as well. 803-0550. Is the number to call. Let's get to Tim in South Carolina to start us off. Hi, Tim. Go ahead.
Hey, Sal. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yep.
I just wanted to first say that my wife actually is from the Olean area. She went to Bolivar Richburg High School, so that's a cool little nugget there, which is a perfect segue into my first question for you. I'd love to know how you shot and what's next on tap for the Sal Capaccio golf game. Where do we need to start saving strokes from? But on a more serious note, Sal,
yeah.
I'd love to get Chris Brown always says we kind of live in. I just want to get your general thoughts around the league. The Bills seem to care a lot about the little details, like kind of who's holding for Tyler Bass and, you know, who they have returning punts, kicks, all that stuff like that. And I'm not taking anything away from Codrington. I like him a lot. But it just always kind of seems like, you know, one or two guys at the bottom of the roster get clipped every year. And I wanted to know, do teams around the league kind of designate somebody for that like the Bills do? Do they kind of throw, you know, somebody at the back end of the roster and work on them with camp back there? Can you just kind of give me a pulse around the league? Are the Bills the outlier? And that's about it. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, can I hold on 1 second, Tim, and I'll keep you on here for 1 second. Let me go through a couple things here. Number one, It was a scramble. I hit the ball very well, but had some bad shots as well, of course. It was really great time. And the next thing on my golf game, I think I got the drive figured out, even though I fade a little bit. I got the driver that I got fitted for, which really helps me. But I still, every once in a while, my irons, I'm a little leaky there because I have to figure out sometimes, oh, I want to put it here, I want to put it there. So irons were good yesterday until they weren't, if that makes sense. So next up, yeah. We'll see about another golf event, but not much golf time now that football season is here. Okay. I'm going to say this, Tim, okay? I think people forget. Do you remember, I don't know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, everybody would say, why don't the Bills just do what Bill Belichick does? Bill Belichick does this. Bill Belichick does that, right? Like, everything was all about what Bill Belichick did because he was such a great comparison because he won and all that, and the Bills don't do anything like the Patriots. You know what Bill Belichick did? He devoted, like, 4 or 5 spots every year to just special teams guys. He did that.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, he had a return man. He had a gunner. Heck, he's had gunners that make Pro Bowls just by living off the, that's what he did. That's what all teams do. Every team is like this. Now, could you make an argument? Well, the Bills keep one extra guy than most teams do, or he doesn't do as much on defense or offense. Absolutely, Tim. But the Bills are not different than any team in this league where they devote a certain amount of roster spots to just specialists who that's all they do because it's important to their role. Now, in a perfect world, Tim, Brandon Codrington would be a better player on defense, or at least a more reliable player on defense, I should say, to be able to use if he's going to be your main return man. There's no doubt. They would love that. The reality is he's a guy that you can just put on the field at the end of the game to get you through the end of a game if you need to, and you really don't hope that doesn't happen. But he's good, and he's so trustworthy and so good for them at returning punts that's why they're going to keep him, it appears, right? That, hey, you know what? What he does for us in the return game, trusting him back there in this stadium, in the wind, in the weather, that's just something that we feel outweighs the fact that he can't help us on defense. And I think that's how you have to look at it.
Yeah, and I really enjoy him in that spot. Again, in a perfect world, that would be the case. And I think we got a little spoiled when our fourth string punter's booming 62-yard kicks in preseason game. No, I'm just kidding. But thanks so much for the call, Doug.
Yeah, you got it. I got that. Zach Davidson, yeah, he had a really nice punt. How many people did I have tell me Zach Davidson should be kept as the punter? No, sorry. That's not what he does. I mean, if he wants to transition to punter full-time, then he can compete for a job. He's a tight end, and he has a very good shot to be the tight end on the practice squad, like he has been the last few years, and that's his role. He's not going to be practicing punting during the week. And it's not just punting a ball that matters, by the way, when you are the punter on an NFL team. It's understanding the game plan, understanding who you're punting to, understanding what you're job is in a certain punt. Are you punting to the sidelines? Are you bombing it? Are you trying to get it into the end zone? And then working that with your special teams unit. It's also working with the special teams unit, meaning with your long snapper, Reed Ferguson. Holding, right? The punter's got to be the holder these days. We know that because of how practice works, and you can't just have quarterbacks or wide receivers do it anymore. There's just no time anymore in practice. That's why all these things get put together. I try to explain a lot of this sometimes, and I know people feel that maybe they shouldn't be that way. It's just the way it is, though. It's just the way it is. So it looks like, as you said, Ian Rappaport, Josh said a little while ago, but Ian Rappaport reported about an hour ago, the Bills are releasing wide receiver and returner Laviska Shenault Jr. And that opens up to me what I've been saying for a long time, which is Brandon Codrington is the punt returner on this team, and he's going to be kept as the main punt returner. There is one spot for him as a punt returner and maybe an opening at kick returner if a guy like Laviska Shenault, in this case, would be able to show enough on offense to be able to use him there. It appears that's not the case. So I think you're going into this season with Brandon Codrington as your main punt returner. And on kicks, you'll probably get one of the running backs, Ty Johnson, Ray Davis. To me, that's probably who's going to be returning kicks with him. Or maybe KJ Hamler. Maybe Elijah Moore, if he's going to be, kept on this roster, which I think he will. I don't think KJ Hamler will, just misspoke right there. But that's how this is going to work, I think. Who knows if the Bills bring Laviska Shenault back onto the practice squad? We'll see. Obviously, Tyrell Shavers has been a talking point for a lot of people, and rightfully so. I totally get it. I think Tyrell Shavers makes the 53-man roster. I think Laviska Shenault's release doesn't have to be totally impactful of this, right? But it does kind of get me a little bit more there, and I have him on my roster. I think Tyrell Shavers did enough as a pass catcher. He said after the game on Saturday, he did enough as a pass catcher last year. He thought, Josh, could you grab Tyrell Shavers post game for me? I want to play this because I thought this was interesting Saturday. We saw Tyrell Shavers post-game Saturday, and you're going to hear it. I asked him specifically, do you think you did enough to make the 53-man roster? His answer was interesting. This is Tyrell Shavers, a little bit of him, after the game on Saturday night, after he had that great one-handed catch against the Buccaneers.
How do you approach it? Has your mindset changed at all, or is it mostly the same?
I would say it's pretty much the same. I feel like when you kind of change your mindset, that's when things don't really go your way. I just got to keep stacking, keep producing, keep showing that I can play, whether that's on offense and special teams as well.
When you look at what you've done this summer, and you know you're in there with Adam Henry and Joe Brady, what's the kind of feedback that you've gotten in terms of the growth last year to this year, but even just over the last couple of weeks?
Just one, that they trust me and they know that I'm going to go out there and do my job and make some plays. And I just got to keep being consistent, keep showing up, keep being where the quarterback needs me and making plays.
Tyrell, on special teams, how have you felt that you've grown in that area to be able to help and contribute for them to say, yeah, this is a guy we can use?
Tremendously. I feel like I've grown, like, it's night and day compared to last year. I put on some weight, which I planned to do over the offseason, just so I can be able to block bigger guys and do things, especially like a gunner too on special teams.
How much, like, you know, after practice, probably working on catching, your route running, all that stuff, how much has that shifted over the time to working on, like, specific things you have to do for special teams?
I think that's pretty much what the focus is. Even if it's not even full speed, jog through or just working like certain techniques for gunner techniques or working like blocking positions that they want me to be in.
All right. So actually, my apologies. That was after the Chicago game, I believe, him speaking. We'll get the audio from you after Tampa. I'll just tell you what he said, though. I asked him if he felt he did enough to make the 53-man roster, and he said, yes, but I think I did enough last year, which is interesting because he didn't make it last year, right? And he kind of gave that out where, hey, I thought I did enough last year to make the 53-man roster. So, yeah, that did not happen. And now this year, we'll see. And remember last year, he was on the practice squad the whole year. And at the end of the year, he comes up at a Jets game, and he has one touch for 69-yard touchdown. And that was the only touch he had, I think, all year last year. Definitely the first touch, his first touch in an NFL game. But he's a guy that, you know, we've been talking a lot about Tyrell Shavers. And it looks like, to me, I still think he's going to make the team. But hey, you have some decisions to make there. Curtis Samuel's another guy we've talked a lot about. What happens with Curtis Samuel? I mean, he has had a lack of availability. And even on Saturday, he was sick and didn't make the trip. So you have to kind of weigh all of that in there. He was injured last year during the preseason, missed a lot of time. Injured this year during the preseason, missed a lot of time. Hasn't been able to get on the field. Did not take one. I don't think he played once in the preseason at all this year, Curtis Samuel. So how do you weigh that with making sure he is healthy, available, and going to contribute on your roster? The only thing I would say is what Sean McDermott basically said a couple weeks ago, which is when he did finally get back on the field and healthy, he liked what he saw. He liked the progression from him. And I think that means that they're in a spot where they feel like he can help this team. He is costing money on the salary cap with or without being on the roster. You could save $500,000 by releasing him. People brought up a trade. I mean, I don't know who's trading for Curtis Samuel and his, you know, $6 plus $7 million salary. That would be a tough deal, but you never know. I guess a team could do it. I think Elijah Moore, by reading the tea leaves and how they've treated him, will be on the roster. What I mean by that is he was out of the game pretty early against the Buccaneers, right? He was in the first half, had a couple plays, and then that was it. I think that kind of shows me that they are going to keep Elijah Moore, but we'll see on his end as well. So there's a lot happening here, and a lot of guys they have to make decisions on. Running back is not going to be difficult, folks. It's going to be James Cook, Ty Johnson, and Ray Davis. I say that because I know Frank Gore Jr. looked really good, and that's great. Great for him. There's just nowhere to put him on this roster. They're not keeping four running backs. Reggie Gilliam's also on the roster, but he doesn't even count. He's a fullback, but they're not keeping four running backs. So I just can't see how, you know, Frank Gore Jr. has a path here, unless there was an injury of some sort to start. He did, remember, play last year. He was active at least for the Jets game in New York. Ray Davis and Ty Johnson had the workload in that game, but he was active just in case and didn't even really see the field that game when he was active. But that's because James Cook, Ty Johnson, and Ray Davis are your three main running backs. But I bring it up because Frank Gore Jr. is a guy that, has shown a lot in preseason and garnered a lot of buzz from a lot of you. Let's go to Noah on a cell. Hi, Noah.
Hey, Sal. My question for you is about Dwayne Carter. Over the last couple of days, I feel like I've heard all of a sudden people talking negatively about Dwayne Carter, and that's maybe something that I just didn't have my eye on before. I want to know what your thoughts are on how he's played throughout his rookie year last year, and are people only talking negatively, like, oh, we're going to cut Carter now because of the confusion with what happened with bringing Jordan Phillips back, and is that where their brains went? You know, we're going to move something with Dwayne Carter. Kind of what's your assessment on that situation with him?
Okay, it's a great question, and I think that has started to percolate, as you just brought up, Noah, maybe over the last couple of weeks, just looking at the numbers, and then with the Jordan Phillips stuff, I think that's really what brought it a little bit more to the forefront. I think what's happened, though, here is that they've drafted two young guys who people look at and say they've looked good, right? They've done a good job. They've been in here. Where are the numbers? You're not getting rid of course, Deion Walker, TJ Sanders. You know what Ed Oliver's role is. And I think they look at it and say, I haven't really seen much from Dwayne Carter. And I haven't necessarily either as far as flashing. Doesn't mean he's not doing his job. He's a defensive tackle, right? But I think because you haven't seen him flash like you have the others, and you saw him playing deep into the game Saturday, and they are bringing in Jordan Phillips, I think that's what gets us to it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I
appreciate the answer.
Yeah, I still think it's a probably less than likely they move on from a third-round pick of a year ago. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. This is not an organization that typically does that, I guess, is the way I'd say it. They're just not an organization that typically does that. Takes a player in a third round and moves on from him a year later, right? Just generally doesn't happen. Can it? Sure. We'll see. That's my answer on Dwayne Carter. I think Dwayne Carter last year, just before he had his wrist injury, he started to flash. I played, the Baltimore game, made a couple plays, and then he went in the Houston game, he was really good. And then he had the wrist injury, and he missed a bunch of time. And then he came back, and he wasn't quite the same player. And I think the wrist really impacted that. They go out, they sign Larry Ogunjobi, then they finally suspended. They draft TJ Sanders, they draft Deion Walker. I mean, they bring Zion Logue back, who I think Zion Logue is actually a guy that can play a little bit in this league. So there's a lot of numbers here, right, that you're thinking of, and you're looking at and saying, where does he fit in? Does he fit in? All of that matters. 803-0550 is the number to call. That's 803-0550 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. We will. I will get to some of that operational stuff. I'll explain active versus reserve and what it means when it comes to 4 o'clock today, because there are several players on the Bills' current 90-man roster who are going to be moved to a different list and not count on the 53-man roster, even though they're actually playing this season. What does all that mean? I'll try to explain it for you when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, I mean, those are character plays, right? You got to want to do that, and you got to be selfless enough to want to do that and then give that effort. So those do not fly under the radar for us when we go back and examine the film, and we'll do that on the way home on the plane. So listen, there's a lot at stake for these guys. We don't take that lightly, and we have to do our best to give a fair evaluation of the performance tonight. And so in some ways, they made it awfully hard on us to make some tough decisions over the next couple of days here.
I think that also, did Jimmy Charlo, is there a report about him being released? Let me just make sure on this. I'm reading it, but I want to make sure. Bills are releasing Jimmy Charlo. This is John Woro who tweets it. If he clears, plans to get into the practice squad. Yep. And he's going to go to the Bills practice squad. I think Jimmy Charlo, exactly. He is the perfect practice squad kind of guy, right? He made an impression. He got here. I know a lot of you, Jimmy Charlo needs a spot, needs a spot. Who's he playing over? Who are you keeping him over? You keeping him over Joe Andreessen? No. Shaq Thompson? No, Shaq Thompson to me is on this team and has a role. I'd be stunned if Shaq Thompson doesn't make this team. You're not keeping him over to Bernard Milano or Dorian Williams. You know, don't keep, it's tough to justify a spot for him. He's not a DB. He's a linebacker. Well, yeah, he can play special teams, right? But I mean, there's other guys play special teams too. And as we just talked about Brandon Codrington and wanting him to play more on the defensive side, that's something that's a little bit different because of how important his role is. But most of these guys playing special teams have an ability to play a little bit in their regular roles, and that wouldn't be the case for him. So I get it. There's a lot of Jimmy Charlo love, but it's just not a spot for him. But you know what you can do? You put him on the practice squad. He gets paid an NFL paycheck every week. He's at an NFL facility with a team every week. And then when the team has a spot that they need a guy in a pinch to play special teams because their depth, somebody is hurt, you bring him up. And he plays for you. And that's a good life in the NFL for a lot of people. Much better than where he was a few months ago, for sure. So, you know, rooting for the guy, no doubt about it. 803-0550 is the number to call here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right. So, right now, the Buffalo Bills have a 90-man roster, okay? Everybody on the 90-man roster is on an active list. Active, even Cedric Van Pran Granger. I bring him up specifically because he is on the physically unable to perform list, but it's the active physically unable to perform list. The word active means they count on the active roster, whether that's 90 or 53. When you see active, that means they count on the 90 currently or the 53. The word reserve means you don't. You're in a reserve position. You're stashed away. You're on layaway. All right? You're on layaway till we need you. So you're reserve until. So you don't count on the 90 or the 53. That's why the word injured reserve, the words injured reserve, matter so much. When you are an injured reserve, you are not counting on your team's active roster. So that makes sense, everybody, right? Active versus reserve. Those are the two key words when you talk about how rosters are shaped and what they mean. Right now, the Bills have 90 players on their active roster. Cedric Van Pran Granger, for example, I'm using him because it's a great example for this one I'm about to tell you. He is on the active physically unable to perform list. The way the NFL works,
and the rules. Once 4 o'clock hits today, because he has not practiced all year, he has not stepped foot in a practice field. If he did, this would be different. Because he hasn't, they can simply move the active off his pup and put reserve. So now he doesn't count on the roster anymore. Doesn't count on the 53. Once they go to 53. By 4 p.m. today, they got to go from 90 to 53. That's one guy where he doesn't have to be released, doesn't have to be cut. They'll just say from active pup to reserve pup. That's when they can do that, okay? So that's a guy that goes in a different bucket. Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi. Assuming Ogunjobi makes the team, I don't know if that's the case, but let's just say he does. Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi. Right now, they're active, they're playing, they're on the team, they're on the 90-man roster. At 4 p.m. today, so 5.5 hours from now, less than that, they can no longer be with the club and participating in activities for 4 weeks. They're suspended by the league for 6 games for PEDs. So what happens at 4 p.m. today with them is the same thing. Same thing as Cedric Van Pran Granger. Van Pran will go from active pup to reserve pup and not count. These guys will just go from active 90-man to reserve suspended. They do not have to make the 53-man roster. At 4 p.m. today, both those guys, all they're going to do is put the word reserve / suspended. So now they go on, as I'll say, layaway on reserve. So now you got 3 guys who simply go from the 90-man to a reserve list and don't even count on the 53, but you're still yours and they can still play for you a little bit later. Pupless, Van Pran would have to miss 4 games. Hoyt and Ogunjobi, we know they missed 6 games. Okay. Max Hairston. I believe Max Hairston, at 4 p.m. today, is going to be placed on the IR designated to return list. Now, this is where it gets a little complicated, and I'll try to explain a little better. If an NFL player, like some guys already have this year, like Darrington Evans, like Caden Prather, if a player goes on injured reserve throughout training camp, preseason, he's done for the year. He cannot play for that team. He is on injured reserve. If it's a player that has only played 3 years in the league, let's say, less than 4 years, he still has to get waived with an injury designation, but the team moves on from him and another team can claim him. If he's not claimed, he reverts back to the team. He still can't play for them. That was the case with Baylen Specter, but the Bills ultimately moved on anyway. Once today comes, once 4 o'clock comes today, the Bills are allowed to put 2 players maximum, and every team can do this. They can take 2 players on their roster and say, you know what? We're going to put him on injured reserve, but he's not out for the year. He has to sit out at least 4 games. But we could do that today without having to make him make the 53 to take up a spot. That, to me, is Max Hairston. Could be another player, too. We don't know. If there's an injury out there that they might want to do this with somebody. Max Hairston today at 4 p.m., my prediction is, we will see that he has been placed on IR / designated to return. So he doesn't have to make the 53. He goes on IR. He's got to miss 4 games, and then he can come back. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 spots. Cedric Van Pran Granger, reserve pup. Max Hairston, IR designated to return. Larry Ogunjobi and Michael Hoyt, reserve suspended. 4 players that they can basically not release, but also not have to count on their 53-man roster as of 4 p.m. today. So this team, the Bills, are essentially getting 57 roster spots if you count them, because they're going to play for you later. But they still get to keep 53 others. Out of those 53, because currently they've made some moves already, I guess, but let's say there's 90 men. You're going to get, what, that's 37 people? 37 guys that essentially get cut. Aside from those I just talked about, they'll get released. If the player who's released has played in this league for more than 4 years, they immediately become free agents. They can sign with any team in this league. They can sign with their practice squad. They can sign with the Bills practice squad. Re-sign with them. That's what happens at 4 p.m. today. You've been in this league for 4+ years. We're releasing you. You can go sign with any team. You are a free agent, but we'd like you back in our practice squad. Maybe you tell that to a guy. Jimmy Charlo. Right? Maybe LaVisca Chenault. Who knows? But that player can also say, you know what? I don't want to do that. I want to kind of survey my options here. Maybe I want to go to another team's practice squad. Maybe there's a spot on another team's 53-man roster, and I get paid a lot more money because I'm on their active roster. And they can do that. It's their choice. They're free agents. If a player has not played 4 years in this league, he's played 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, not a full 4 years, gets released today, he is actually what we call waived. Waived versus released. Released is you become a free agent because you've been in the league 4 years. Waived is now you're on waivers. From 4 p.m. until noon tomorrow, not a full 24 hours, 20 hours. From 4 p.m. today till noon tomorrow, every team in this league will look over all those players, all these guys who were released that haven't been in the league 4 years. They're all on waivers. And they say, you know what? We like that guy. We want to bring him on our team. He could take the place of somebody else we have. Ooh, we like that guy too. And every team will claim, they'll put in a claim. I want that guy. I want that guy. It could be 10 guys, 20 guys. Doesn't matter. They do a bunch of teams. One team wants him. 10 teams want him. Who knows? It goes in the reverse order of the draft. It goes in the order of the draft, I should say. Reverse order of standings. It goes in the order of the draft right now. Who had the pick, first pick in this year's draft? Tennessee? So they have the first waiver claim pick. If Tennessee wants five guys, they get five guys. It doesn't reset. They go, we want this guy. We got him. Oh, we also want that guy. We got him. It doesn't reset. Does that make sense? Right? They want guys, they get them. Tennessee can do that. The Bills will have, what pick did they pick this year? 28th? Was it 29th? I can't even remember. But that's the number. That's the number waiver order the claim they have. They got to wait that many teams if they don't want a guy in front of them, that if they want a guy, there he is. And they can bring him in. And they can sign him. They got to make that claim. The trick is, if you claim 30th, sorry, thank you. It's been so many years of 28, 29, 30. It needs to be 32 one year, right? So the Bills have 29 teams in front of them with every single one of these guys on waivers. If they want them, they get them before the Bills. The trick is, if you do claim a player and you say, we want him and you get him, you must put him on your active 53-man roster. You cannot just put him on the practice squad. You can't. That's why you don't see all these guys getting claimed all over the place. There's just not enough spots for them. There's not enough room for them. If you're the Bills and you want to claim a guy on waivers, you got to make a spot for him. By the way, that can happen. Guy makes the team today at 4 p.m. Congratulations. Lifelong dream. Made the team. Oh, by the way, tomorrow we just claim somebody. You're gone. I mean, that can happen. That happens every year around the league. It's a tough deal. I know. Now, what happens at noon tomorrow when nobody claims these guys? That's when they can start signing with practice squads again. Now they're free agents. Now they have no contract. Now it's like, hey, you want to sign a practice squad contract with us? Yes. Okay. Let's do that. So that's how it all works. Hope I didn't confuse you, but a lot of times people have questions about this. There's all these things that come up during the season, too, which is, well, how, can everybody just return from IR? Actually, you get eight guys you can have come back off IR. The difference is two of them can happen today by putting them on injured reserve and not counting on the 53-man roster. The rest of them will be on your roster, and then if they get injured through the season, then they can come back later in the year, but you only get eight of those total. Max Harrison, for example, would count as one already if they do that today. You also get two more in the playoffs. Well, Sal, you always talk about elevations. What does that mean? Well, if a guy's on the practice squad and you feel you need a guy to pinch hit, so to speak, play a different position, play a spot, a role on your team because someone's hurt 1 week, you elevate him to the game day roster that week. And you get two of those from your practice squad. And each guy can be elevated up to three times throughout the year. So if Dane Jackson, who's been released reportedly, re-signs with the Bills practice squad, then the Bills can actually just take him, elevate him against the Ravens or the Jets or whoever the next week. He doesn't count on the 53-man roster, but he gets to play that week. And you could do that three different times with him. So that's why it's important to remember it's not just a 53-man roster. It's also playing what we call roster gymnastics with guys who you could put on the practice squad and elevate and be a part of your team. 803-0550, any questions you have about the Bills roster, operational questions that I can hopefully possibly answer, today's the day for it. Because a lot of stuff's going to be happening over the next 24 hours and your head's going to be spinning maybe. We will hear from Bills GM Brandon Bean tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. Why so late? Because of everything I just said. Because we got to wait for the practice squad to be formed. We got to wait for waivers to be in. 2:30 tomorrow. And they know what happens at 3 o'clock tomorrow, Josh? 3 o'clock tomorrow. The Bills are on the practice field with their new 53-man roster and 17-man practice squad. And like literally, they go out there and they start practicing. They're getting ready for the Baltimore Ravens. Like at 3 o'clock tomorrow, the Bills are practicing with their actual roster that is the formulated roster of active and practice squad.
Now that's the end of summer.
There you go. I love it, Josh Schmidt. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Andy Young at 11 a.m.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sorry, I was just answering a tweet here. Someone said, I said I wasn't surprised that Chenault was released because Codrington was always been the... Well, I shouldn't say it that way. I should say I was never surprised that Codrington would be kept as the main punt returner, as the main return man. Someone said, yeah, but Chenault was better on kick returns. That's fine. That's not what matters here. Punt returns matter. Either Chenault or another player would have had to beat Codrington out to get that spot. It just didn't happen. So, yeah, I mean, been saying it for months. I mean, unless something really funky happens and they're like, oh, we're keeping Elijah Moore or KJ Hamler to return punts. I guess it's still possible because you need the roster spot. I just can't see it. Nobody's really returned punts other than Brandon Codrington during the preseason. I mean, I guess here and there was one or two. Chenault did one. But, I mean, that's been his job. And I have not seen anything to suggest anything else other than Brandon Codrington being the main return man, punt return. So, yeah, Chenault was reportedly one of the players released, former second-round pick of the Jaguars. We'll see if he gets back on the practice squad. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call. We're going to have Andy Young come aboard. He is of Spectrum News 1, and we'll get his thoughts on what it looks like as far as the roster and how it's shaking out and what the Bills may have to do or will do at certain positions. I'm interested in his thoughts about if he agrees with me about Max Harrison going on IR to return and what his thought is about Jordan Phillips. It's just a really interesting move for the Bills and what that could mean around the defensive tackle spot. So we'll do that with Andy Young of Spectrum News. 803-0550
is the number to call. You know what I'll do? I'll take Mark from West Seneca real quick here because I don't want to interrupt and have him wait through Andy. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the air, buddy.
Hey, Sal. Real quick, because yep. I know you're going to break or whatever.
Yep.
Two questions. First of all, if a player is claimed off the waivers, and I know he'd be turning down a 53-man roster spot if he did this, but does a player have the right to say no?
No.
I do not want to go to that team for whatever
reason. He does not have the right.
Does not have the right.
If you get claimed, you're claimed. Your contract goes with you. Everybody's under contract right now, right? Obviously, under 90-man roster, everybody's got a contract, 1 year, 10 years, whatever it is. If you are waived because you haven't been in the league 4 years and a team claims you, they just assume your contract and you go right to that team's 53-man roster under that current contract.
Okay, that may answer my second question, which was, for all the guys that do get waived, that 20-hour period you alluded to, do teams have the ability to contact agents and say, hey, if you don't get claimed, we'd like to talk to you about being on our practice squad, or is it still all hands off?
100% they do, and I would tell you this, Mark, agents are calling teams. The agents are calling teams going, get my guy on, my guy wants a job, he deserves to be on this, go claim him on your 53, go put him on your practice squad. Yes, as soon as that happens, that's why Brandon Bean isn't speaking to the media until like 2:30 tomorrow, because him and his team are going to be working the phones all day.
Okay, thanks.
You got it. Yeah, great questions, Mark. I appreciate it. Andy Young of Spectrum News up next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.